Parshas Noach. Welcome back, everybody, as we begin the Ezras Hashem New Year, Tavshin Hey Aleph, and a new series of Shiurim Al HaTorah. Central stage, obviously, in Parshas Noach is the theme of the Mabul. And the Torah writes towards the beginning, Vatishoches Ha'oretz. The land became, as it were, destroyed. Vatimole Ha'oretz Chomos. So Rashi there says, what does it mean, Vatishoches Ha'oretz? Vatishoches Ha'oretz means there was the Aveira of Gilui Aroyos, immorality, and the Aveira of Avodah Zarah, idol worship. What does Chomos mean at the end of the parasha? Chomos means Gezel, says Rashi. Gezel. So we see over here that we are talking about some of the worst possible Aveiras, Gilui Aroyos, Avodah Zarah, and also Gezel. Rashi is quoting a Gemara. This is a Gemara in Sanhedrin, but this is what the pasuk means. So of the various aveiros that were being committed, whether it be Gilui Aroyos, Avodah Zarah, or Gezel, the Torah, the next pasuk writes, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Kate Ol Basar, that's it. This is the end of humanity. Why? Ki Melo Ha'aretz Chomos. Because the land is filled with Chomos. Now we just translated that Chomos means Gezel. And Rashi indeed.
And now we can feel much better.
Belon can please just mute. So Rashi indeed points out, and he's quoting a Gemara, that says, even though the Doir HaMabul, the generation of the Mabul, were being over some of the worst possible Averas, but Loi Nechtam Gezaradino, their fate was, as it were, sealed. Why? Because of Gezel. So it's quite clear in the Pasuk that Gezel was not the only Avera they were over. They were clearly over Hishchis Kol Basar, Gilui Aroyos, Avodah Zarah. But when it came to the final analysis, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, why am I going to destroy them? Rashi says, because I see that Mor Ha'oretz Chomos. So Gezel seems to be, as it were, the straw that broke the camel's back. And of course, this begs the question, why indeed was there Gezar Din? Was there fate sealed because of the Aveira of Gezel? Surely Gilui Aroyos, Avodah Zarah, should be considered severe enough for it to warrant a Mabul. But no, the Gezar Din only came about because of Gezel. Undoubtedly, nobody would claim that the actual Aveira of Gezel is more severe than Aroyos, or more severe than Avodah Zarah. So clearly it is not the severity of the Aveira. But for some reason, Gezel, all said and done, seems to be more severely punishable, and that's why the Mabul only finally was decreed upon civilization and humanity because of the Aveira of Gezel. And this is the big question. Why was Gezel the Aveira that brought about the Gezar Din? This is a question that is discussed by many of the Mefarshei of Notayot. And I'd like to share with you some of their approaches because they include some fundamental lessons. The Ramban tackles this question, and the Ramban asks, why indeed is it that Gezel is what sealed their fate, and he says, Vahata, the reason is Mipnei Shehi Mitzvah Muskeles. Mitzvah Muskeles means it's an Aveira that we can understand really even on the basic of logic. It's a logical mitzvah. That's the mitzvah of Gezel, even without a Navi instructing us, even without the Torah writing Lo Yisigzoil, I think we would all understand that you cannot have a functioning society if stealing was prevalent and permitted. So therefore, says the Rambam, because it is a logical mitzvah, that's why the Aveira of Gezel was the one with the Gzara Din was brought about through the Aveira of Gezel. This needs a little bit of explanation, it's not clear. The Meforshim indeed ask on the Ramban. The Ramban is accompanied by Rabbi Elul Bachai, who says the same. Surely Giluy Aroyos, immorality, is something that logic dictates as well. Every country in the world has rules, has laws. Whether they are adhered to is a different question. Every society has chukim, has laws outlawing Giluy Aroyos. Surely that would also be an example of a mitzvah or aveira where logic dictates that that's the way it should be. But either way, the Ramban singles out Gezel. But the Ramban then adds a second explanation. And the Ramban says, unlike Avodah Zarah, and unlike Giluy Aroyos, what's unique to Gezel is, because it is ra, it is evil, lashomayim ulavriyos, which is another way of saying, Gezel is an aveira not only bein odom lamokoyim, between man and his creator, but also bein odom lachaveiroi, between man and his fellow man. Giluy aroyos is not an atrocity at the expense of your fellow mankind. Neither is Avodah Zarah. Those aveiros are considered bein odom lamokoyim. Bein odom lachaveiroi is altogether different. Now, there is one of the great Meforshim, the Be'er Sheva, who's a Pirish on the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and he follows this route as well. And he says, he's Medayik it actually in the Psukim in a couple of weeks' time in Parashat Vayera, when it comes to Sodom being overturned. Sodom were overturned, and the Torah, if you look at the Torah, it says there, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, Za'akas Sodom va'amoira ki rabo. The za'oka means the scream. The screaming and wailing of Sodom to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu has risen up, number one. And also, the chatoso and their averas ki kovda ma'oid. What are these two aspects? So the Be'er Sheva says, the za'oka, when does one scream? When one is in pain. This is clearly a reference to the averas that were committed in Sodom, Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, that brought about a Za'oka, part one. Part two was V'Chatosom, and their sins, that was Bein Odom L'Mokri. So Sodom were being over averas, both Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi and Bein Odom L'Mokri. So which Aveira was it that brought about their final punishment? Look in the next pasuk. Erdonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I will descend, and I will see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I am paying specific attention to the screams that rise to heaven, and that's why I will destroy them. In other words, when it comes to the Averas, Bein Odom L'Mokrim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I can forgive, I can, as it were, overlook them. But I cannot overlook Averas, Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. And therefore, even though Sodom were over Averas on both counts, but the reason why they were punished is because of Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi. That is what the Rambam means over here as well. It's true that Dayan Amabul were over Giluy Aroyos and Avodah Zarah and other Averas, but those are Bein Odom L'Mokrim. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, he can overlook those. But Gezel is Bein Odom L'Chaveiroi, and that cannot be overlooked. And that cannot be forgiven for. And that's why their final Gzara Din came about, because of Gezel. So we have so far two ways of understanding why Gezel clinched, why Gezel brought about the Gezeirah Din of the Mammon. Either because it is an Aveira which logic dictates it should be that way, or because it is an Aveira which has not only been Odom Lamokoin, it's also been Odom Lachaveira. Now, if you open a Torah and a Shulchan Aruch in Chelek Choshen Mishpat, the very first siman, the very first line, the Torah, as we know, is a Sefer Halacha, and is not normally prone to bring hashkafic issues. And yet, if you open the Torah, the first few lines, it reads like a Musa Sefer. And the Torah quotes the famous Mishnah that there are three things on which, as the Mishnah writes, Ha'olam Kayom. What are these three things? Al Hadin, Va'al Ha'emes, Va'al Ha'Shalom. Justice, truth, and peace and harmony. And the Torah quotes, uncharacteristically, but he quotes, this is not the same as the earlier Mishnah in Ovis, which said, but there are three things on which the world stands, Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasodim. So which group of three are the pillars of the world? Is it Torah, Avodah, Gemilus Chasodim, or is it Emes, Din, V'Sholim? So the Torah quotes Rabbeinu Yoinah, who says there are two separate issues being discussed. And it's very, very explicit in the Mishnah. The first Mishnah says there are three things Al Ha'olam Oy made. The second one says Al Gimel Dvarim Ha'olam Kayom. What's the difference between Oy made and Kayom? Rabbeinu Yoinah explains. There are three purposes of the world: Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasodim. Those were the purposes for which world was created. Al Oilam Oymed. Oymed Kayom, that means, but what sustains the world? Not what was the purpose of the world. What sustains the world, you have to have Din. You have to have a functioning society. You have to have MS and you have to have Sholeh. If there's no harmony, if there's no society, judicial system, then the world cannot be sustained. Says the Torah, that's the distinction between the two. Torah, Avodah, and Gemilus Chasodim are the reasons why the world was created in the first place. But what sustains the world is Emes, Sholem, and Din. With that in mind, we now understand that the Be'er Sheva, who we quoted previously, said, in another explanation, during the Deira Mabel, it's true there was Avodah Zarah and there was a Gilui Arayis. But if there's Gezel, it means there's no Din. It means there's no Sholem. It means there's no Emes. Which means the pillars of the world have been removed. And if the foundation stones of a building are removed, then the building automatically collapses. So yes, it might well be that Avodah Zarah and Gilui Arayis are considered perhaps more severe Aveiros, but the function, the foundations of the world are Emes, Din, and Sholem. And if you have a society which has fallen apart, then the basic fundamentals, the basic foundations of the world have crumbled, and with it goes the world itself. And that's how he explains Lo Yinechtam Gezeirah Dinov Elo Ala Gezel. Is Gezel a more severe Aveira than Avodah Zarah and Arayis? Perhaps not. But Gezel means this is a breakdown in society. And if there's a breakdown in a functioning society, you've pulled out the pillars, the foundations of the world, Mamela, it crumbles and gets ruined. And this brings us, Meirai V'Raboisai, to the fourth and final pshat that I want to share with you, and maybe it's really the same explanation, but there is the most phenomenal observation by the great Rameh Simcha of Divinsk, the Oyer Sameach, in his Sefer HaTorah, Meshech Chochma HaTorah. It's not in this week's parasha, it's in Parashas Bashalach. And if you listen to these words, it sounds like Ruach HaKodesh Mamish, and it probably is. Rav Meir Simcha points out the following. He says, if you ever think to yourself, these are his words, behisboini, if you stop to think the darakei haTorah, he says, it would seem to be that aveiros, like avodah zarah, and aroyos, are considered to be extremely severe. And they are. Because somebody who commits those aveiros, what happens to him? The worst and the most severe punishment. Whether it be kores, skila, other forms of death. What about when you're not dealing with an aveira out and out as such, but you're dealing with bad midos? A machloikus between two people. Loshon hara, gezel. Those types of aveiras, have you ever stopped to think, says Rav Meshech Chochma, those aveiras are not considered so punishable. If somebody steals, he does not get malchus. If somebody talks Lashon Hara, that might be terrible midas, but there's no malchus for it. It's considered a lav she'ein bo ma'aser. So we see that aveiras are considered more severe than bad midas. Says the Yosomea, that's only true on the individual basis, not on a national basis. If you have a society who are being over the aveiros that we spoke about, whether it be Chilul Shabbos or Avodah Zarah, versus a society which is broken down midos-wise, then, says the Meshech Chochma, you will notice that the national breakdown of midos is considered more severe. Even though, on the individual basis, it was considered not so severe. But on a national basis, on a society basis, the breakdown in midos is considered more severe. Says the Meshech Chochma, I'll prove it to you. It says that the generation of David HaMelech, they fell in battle. Why did they fall in battle? Which Aveira? Because they spoke Lashon Hara. It also says that the generation of Achav, the wicked Achav, who disseminated Avodah Zarah all over Klal Yisrael, they were successful in battle because it says they didn't speak Lashon Hara. So you see that when you're dealing with a nation as a whole, if it's a nation speaking Lashon Hara, which means a fundamental breakdown in their midos, that's considered more severe, and they fell in battle. Achav spread Avodah Zarah up and down the length and breadth of the country, but they did not speak Lashon Hara. They were successful in battle. I'll prove it to you again, says the Meshech Chochma. We know the Beis HaMikdash, the first one, was destroyed because of Gilui Aroyos, Avodah Zarah, and Shfichas Damim. And what about the second Beis HaMikdash? Second Beis HaMikdash was destroyed because of Sinas Chinam, hatred. That's bad midos. And yet Chazal tell us that the second Churban was considered more severe. Why? Because there's a society, national breakdown in midos. Ezvi Meshech Chochma, have you ever wondered to yourself, why is it that when Klal Yisrael committed the Aveira of the Egel, which is essentially Avodah Zarah, they were forgiven? And when they committed the Aveira of the Meraglim, they were not forgiven. None of them were allowed into Eretz Yisrael. Why? Because that is the Aveira of Lashon Hara. That's bad midos. And when there's a national society breakdown in midos, then that is inexcusable and has to be punished severely. Says the Meshech Chochma in conclusion, and he brings a proof. He says, that's why the Doir Amabu might well have been over the Aveiros of Gilia Royos and Aveda Zorah. But the Gezar Din, as the Torah writes, Ki Hishchis Kol Basar. Kol Basar means everybody was involved in this. This wasn't just a one-off case on an individual basis. This was a national breakdown in society. Society was fundamentally not just wicked, but corrupt. For being wicked and the Oibra Avodah Zarah, maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have let them off. But if there was Gezel, that means society is corrupt. And when there's national corruption, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers that inexcusable. And he says, that's why the final Gezer Din came about, because of Gezel. And maybe, just maybe, in conclusion we can say, maybe that's really what the Be'er Sheva meant. When the Be'er Sheva said that there are three pillars of the world, Emes, Din, and Sholem, and when they are removed, the world is removed with it, the explanation may well be like the Meshech Chochma said. Because if society breaks down, you have corruption, not just wickedness, not just rishus, then in fact you are fundamentally ruining the pillars of the world. The Be'er Sheva and the Yeresh Sameach, the Meshech Chochma, complement each other. Avodah Zarah is obviously considered the most severe of severe Aveiros, as is Gilui Aroyos. But if society is corrupt, if there is national breakdown in Midos, then that's considered more severe still, because the pillars of the world have been removed. And that's why the Doira Mabul, for all the Aveiros they were over, but the final punishment came about in Gezel. So we have in conclusion, therefore, a number of different ways of explaining why Gezel brought about the punishment of the Mabul. Either as the Ramban writes it, because it was an Aveira based on logic. Secondly, because it's an Aveira not only Ben Odom Lamokim, but also Ben Odom Lachaveiroi. Thirdly, as the Be'er Sheva says, because you're putting out the pillars of the world. And fourthly, and maybe this just complements the third chat, as the Meshech Chochma says, it's one thing if society are entirely wicked, but if society are entirely corrupt, as they were at the time of the Mabul, then that is inexcusable. And that's why the second Beis Hamikdash, which was ruined because of Sinas Chinom, was still suffering until this day. Four different explanations in the Maimer of Chazal, Le'inechtam Gezer Dinom, Elo Ala Gezel. I wish you all very good chance.